Commentator John Fryer feels he's just making his full entry into adulthood. For him, it's not just about owning a home.
2 years ago, I was a single white male in my 20s with a single key on my keychain to a 10-year-old rusting Honda Civic. I owned approximately 25 things, including that car. So one day, I decided to travel the country until I was completely broke. 4 months and 7,635 miles later, I returned to the little Midwestern town I had planned to leave forever. I moved into my girlfriend Sasha's house and asked her to marry me. Now I am a married father-to-be in his 30s, with a mortgage, a car payment, and a property tax bill. Somehow, I've also become a dues-paying member of the American Bowling Congress. More than the family, it's the bowling league that makes me feel like I'm putting down roots. Perhaps it's the regularity of it, the Monday nights in the frigid winter, the team from the local heating and air conditioning company, the comfort of carrying around my American Bowling Congress card. I've just received the latest issue of the newsletter, American Bowler, featuring tips for bowling ball care, better bowling stance, and setting your bowling goals. What I'd really like to read would be articles titled, Coming to Grips with the Fact That You Just Joined a Bowling League, or Bowling, No Longer Just Ironic Fun. I've never imagined myself as a Midwestern dad in a bowling league with my own bowling ball, shoes, bag, and special towel. I don't fit the stereotype. You know, the heavy-set, middle-aged guy who drinks light beer, watches football, drives a pickup, owns a leaf blower, and votes Republican. Actually, no one in my league fits that profile. Most of us are just people looking for a way to get out of the house and see other people on cold winter nights. Next year, the American Bowling Congress holds its championship tournament in Reno, Nevada, bowling capital of the world. Reno is just down the road from me, so to speak. I live half a mile from Interstate 80, which runs across the country from San Francisco almost into Manhattan. On Monday nights, when I drive my old Honda to the Coral Lanes in Coralville, Iowa, I briefly get onto the interstate. Every time I do, I think to myself that if I just kept driving, I could be in California. With a U-turn, I could drive to New York. But I get off at the Coralville exit, park my car, order a light beer, and clean my bowling ball with my special league towel.
John Fryer is the author of the book, All My Life for Sale.